Good morning, Masechet Bechorot, Daf Lamed Gimel. So it's probably 2 days off this year, because now Ba'omer is in 2 days' time. But anyhow, it's pretty close. And we finished off yesterday on Amud Bet. So we did the Mishnah. There's a machloket there where the Kohen can eat, with the meat of the Bechor, not with the Kohen. But Shammah says no, he says yes. Moses says, "Matin, who's a Matin? Rabbi Kiva is the Tani of the Mishnah. We said the Tani Bechor, Einim Nin Lav Ela Chabura Shkulu Kohanim." Rabbi Shammai says you have to have a group all of Kohanim. He also said even Zarim, even non Kohanim. And Rabbi Akiva says even of the Kochavim, even Goyim. So we see here that our Mishnah is basically Beit Hillel according to the way that Rabbi Akiva interpreted it. Okay, and we explained there wasn't a three of Machloket. What Rabbi Akiva said, "Afilu of the kochavim," he meant Rabbi Hillel, who said even zarim means even of the kochavim. The Gemara says, "My time with the Beit Shammai." What Beit Shammai is, was he only bechor, only kohanim? So dichtiv ubsaram, because the pasuk brings the pasuk, ubsaram yelach. The meat is for you. Who is speaking about you is the kohanim. Kachazeat nufa, just like we give the kohanim the chazeh, the nufa, and the shok, the three parts of the animal, right? So to the basar. So the obvious question is, Ma kohanim, ma hatam kohanim in Yisrael lo. Af kacha kohanim in Yisrael lo. So Gemara says, "Behilal, so how does Behilal live with that one? Behilal also got that pasuk." Behilal says, "No, hani miritam. That's only when it's a korb, when it's a bechor tam. It's a bechor tam, and the korban, the kohen brings it as a korban. So then it is look itkish lechazev v'shok the ha'akra betam k'mishtai dichtiv le'aminei it damam tizrok. About balmum, if it's a balmum, it's got a blemish. Ketiv parasha kol ha'bechor hatamei v'hatahor yachdav. See that they can only be the tamei or tahor. So it's a little bit difficult here because we're saying tamei and tahor. Tamei and tahor doesn't simply mean zar. It means just a tam. It just means a tamei, which might mean a kohen tamei." So the Gemara says, so now the Gemara is to prove now for Behilal that how do we get to the fact that the Tameh here includes a Zar? He says a Tameh can't eat Kochim Kalim, Rakashlamim, but it can eat the Bechor, even if it's a Kohen, right? So Zar, a zar, a non-kohen, shochel bekochim kalim, a zar can eat shlamim. Remember? Because zar can eat shlamim, right? Ain't odin shochel bechor. So if a kohen tamei can eat bechor, then certainly a zar can, if a kohen shlamim, if a kohen tamei, if a regular zar can eat shlamim, and a kohen tamim can't eat shlamim, then if a kohen tamim can eat a bechor, then a zar can definitely eat a bechor. Okay, that's the Gemara says ikilamifrach, but we can mafrich, we can bounce out that whole limel together. Ma letamei shechein hu tar michlalo ba'avodat tzibur. There's a reason why kohen tamei can eat the bechor. You can't tell me that tamei is across the board. The reason why, because the tamei, when it comes to avodat tzibur, we know tumah hutra b'tzibur, right? So it says, "Look at Rashi. Im ain kohen tahor botobet." I mean, in that shift, right at the Beit Hamikdash during those few weeks, there's no tahor kohen, or say tamei that tzibur dichtiv b'muadok. The work has to be done. So any work that is for tzibur gets done even by the tamei kohen. Va'afilu b'shabbat, va'afilu b'tumah. It has to be done b'muado in its time. We haven't got a tahor, a tamei does it. So that's a bit of a pricha there to Beit Hillel's limud, right? With me? So Beit Hillel, how would he deal with that? Hillel says, no. Atu ba'avoda kamar. That's only speaking about actual avoda. But ba'achila, when it comes to achila, kamrinan achilat zar adif. When it comes to eating, we prefer a zar over a kohen tameh. As a rule of aloha, kohen tameh is last in line. He can do the avoda, but he can't eat. Here we have a limud that the kohen tameh can eat, and a zar can definitely eat it as well. Okay, that's the limud. Rabbi Akiva matir, so that's with regards to a zar. Rabbi Akiva matir, afilu of the kochavim. Rabbi Akiva says, even goyim. Matir, Rabbi Akiva says, svara Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, why? Ketzvika v'chayal. The pasuk says, bish'arecha tochlenu hatamei v'hatahor, talking about the kohen, yachdav, ketzvi v'chayal. So we've got tamei v'tahor from Beit Hillel's limud, which includes zar. And he says, like the tzvi and the ayal, the deer and the, what's the ayal? Ayal and the Tzvi. Huh? Ram. Right, that's the female and the male. Right? Is the, am I right?
The heart.
The heart. Yeah, heart is American term. It's also, it's a ram, I think.
Yeah,
the, yeah, with the thing, right. Okay. So he says there, with the Tzvi v'kayal. So how does he learn that from Tzvi v'kayal? Right? He says, Ma Tzvi v'ayal mutar lovdei kochavim. A Tzvi and an ayal, goyim can eat them. In other words, they aren't brought, they aren't korban animals. There's no issue on them to eat it. Af psulin, b'chor pasul, the Mishita says, b'chor psulin, mutar lovdei kochavim. So now, v'idach. Right? Tanakama. So now we're discussing now, there's two opinions of understanding by Hillel. There's Ben Hillel without the goyim, and Ben Hillel with, and Rav Akiva says Ben Hillel with the goyim. Right? We've left Beit Shammai alone now. Our discussion now, he says, Ve'idach, Rashi comes to tell us, Tanakama Aliba de Ben Hillel, the first explanation of Ben Hillel, not the Rabbi Akiva version. Right? How does he learn it that he doesn't include goyim? So what will he say to you? Look at Rashi. Amalacha, he'll tell you, no. That Klata Tzvi Vayal Kativi Berea Anochi. In Parashat Ra'e, it's already written there, the three psukim which tell us about Tzvi Vayal. And they already used up. Look at the Gemara. Klata Tzvi V'ayil Ketivi Chaduk Rabbi Yitzchak V'Rabbi Oshia. What is for their limud? Look at Rashi, says it's quite interesting. Klata Tzvi V'ayil Ketivi Chaduk Rabbi Yitzchak V'Rabbi Oshia V'lo Nitparesh Lanu Heichan. And we don't know where they are, what they're speaking about. Although I must tell you that I did find in that Duff Notes. You know the Duff Notes? I've given you the link. So in the Duff Notes, they actually brought it there.
Here,
so Rabbi is about breeding such an animal. Mm. He says, yeah, the Gemara explains that the first bit in the Brayta says the commandment is used three times, each time already teaches us something. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Oshia, about breeding such an animal. Rabbi Lezer HaKafar to teach that regular animals must be slaughtered, even non-sacrificed animals. And third one is to exempt their firstborns from sanctity of Bechor. So those who already got that three times, look at the Gemara. Chad Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Oshia, about breeding. Chad Rabbi Elazar HaKafar. Here Rashi tells us, B'shchitat chuni, perek sheini. Right? And Ve'idach, and the third one, what's the third one? Ma tzvi v'ayil, p'turim min ha-bechora, af psulei ha-mugdashin, p'turim min ha-bechora. They say, that's taken, Rabbi Akiva. We can't use that limit for your story. We've already got it used for other places. And therefore they say only Zar and not Kohen. Okay, Gemara brings another machlok, a similar machlok between Rabbi Betshama and Behida. Tremel Bechor, Ein Machlil Otole Nidot. Divrei Betshama. Betshama says you can't feed a Nida Bechor meat. Bechor, Ein Machlil Otole Nidot, Divrei Betshama. Why I'm not arguing with you, but why do you think there's a Baal Mum? It says a Baal Mum?
Yeah,
it
says the
way. I'm asking, I'm thinking, that's why I said I'm not arguing with you. I realize that you read it off there. I know you well enough. But my question is why, let's say that a Kohen gets a Bechor and he does a Korban and he shechts the Korban. And now he eats the Bechor.
His wife and unmarried daughter cannot eat if they're in a state of nida.
They can't eat there. That's but no, not loved after a Baal Mum.
It says here,
even a regular.
In regard to both blemished and punished.
There we are, that's right. So loved after a Baal Mum. That's what I was wondering. It's not only a Baal Mum, it's even a blemished, even a tam.
Hold on, his daughter's always say neder until she goes to the mikveh, no?
His wife could be a nida and she goes to the mikveh. But we're in the time of nida now. His wife's a nida. His Kohen's wife's a normal woman and she's a nida. And now he's got a bechor animal and he has a suda. The Beit Shammai saying that even she can't eat it, even if it was a tam.
She
could do what she wants, she can't eat it. I don't understand why we have to worry about Baal Mum. Baal Mum would apply if he's inviting the Yisraelim to come and eat with him. But I'm saying it's love dafka Baal Mum, even at Tahor. You're saying Afilu Baal Mum. Does it say the Afilu Baal Mum? So the Baal Mum, I don't know why it's Baal Mum. But anyhow, Bichlal. Anytime you're allowed to eat a Bechor, you can't eat it if you're a Nida. That's what Shammai says. Right? Ube Hilal Omrim, Ma'achilina Tolim Dedot. He says you can. No problem. Right? So he says, my time at the Beit Shammai. Why Beit Shammai say you can't? He says, right? Because it means that it's yours, only the Kohanim. So it says, Mahatam nidot lo. Afacha nidot lo. Look at Rashi there. Mahatam. Chazeh v'shok nidot lo. V'tameh shachal ha-kolish chaya b'karet. Because it's just like we're calling a b'chor, like, bless you. Like, with other matanot, the chayv karet. So, yeah, the chayv karet. Hillel hani militam. Hillel said, what's the reason? Ah, here's why the Gemara said the Balmum. But Hillel said, hani militam. We're discussing a Balmum, not a tam. You understand? Aval Balmum, hatamei vahatahor, yochlena. So it's not a problem. Right, so the Gemara says, Beit Shammai. So Beit Shammai, why does he not agree with this? He says, Hani mili, echad ein tumah yotze alav migufo. Beit Shammai says, no. When we tang over here, right, that Baal Mum HaTameh VaTahor Yochlen, if it's a Baal Mum, you can eat it. We've seen this before, this distinction, right, of Tameh min aguf, like a Zav and a Nida and a Zav and all that. Right, we've seen the difference. He says, that mutar is if it doesn't come from the guf, aval echad tumah yotze alav migufo lo. If it comes out of your body, if it's a discharge, in other words, the guf is in, the tumor is inherent, right? Then you aren't allowed to eat it. Why? The ashkechan de parigach bane ben tumor yotze la migufa de ben chain tumor yotze la migufa. You see, the Gemara makes a distinction. Ditna, we got a Mishnah. We've seen this Mishnah before. To go in Pesachim. Ha Pesach sheba betum'ah lo yochlu mimenu zavim umetzora'in vezavot venidot veyoldot. We got a Mishnah, straight out, Mefurash Mishnah, in Masechet Pesachim, look at Rashi, Pesach HaShemah B'tumah, Shenitmu Rov Tzibur B'meit. Right, we know that as a rule, if the majority of Israel are Tumat Meit, you go ahead and you bring the Korban Pesach in its time. Yeah. It's not Nidche. Right, we had Pesach Sheni yesterday. Don't eat Pesach Sheni. Right, if it's Rov. Pesach Sheni is when you're a Miut, majority, minority, but if you're Rov. Vasu Pesach B'tumah. So, asu pesach betumah, lo yochlu menu zavim vezavot. Even so, if you're a tumat zav or a zava, you can't eat the tokura pesach. Only tumat mate. Afa gav de achle tumat mate, even though tumat mate ate him. Alma shanilan, make a distinction. Bein tumah hayotze migufo, le tumah she'ein hayotze migufo. If it comes from your body, it's coming from your body. So, inherent tumah, even with tumah shehutra betzibur, doesn't account with the korban pesach. So, Hillel never knew that. Hillel never knew that aloha, Hillel knew, so he went to Hillel. So he says, no, different story altogether. Don't bring me the din of Korban Pesach. Why? He says, hatam, there with regards to Korban Pesach, why didn't Zavim eat it? This is what Rashi says, Rashi outside. The Gale Rachmana Tame Nefesh. Because the Pasuk specifically said, right? It specifically said there, Ish kie tamei la nefesh o bederch alachem ledorechem asa Pesach Hashem. Tamei the nefesh. You have tamei the nefesh. It didn't allow. It didn't give a caveat there for to zav and zav and nidot. Only tamei nefesh had that dispensation. Aval haches is behilal. Tamei stam ketiv. It just says tamei. Therefore loshna makes no difference if it's yotze min haguf or not yotze min haguf. Okay. That's the machlok behilal bet shama. Nice machloket. Next machloket. Tarabana. Another machlok between behilal bet shama. Ein margilin beyom tov. What does it mean, ein margilin? Not you can't use an argila, right? I'm trying to work out, and I read this. What does it mean, ein margilin beyom tov? You can't smoke an argila, right? Look at Rashi. Rashi helps us. So Rashi adds in there, ein margilin bebechor beyom tov. He's got a slightly different version. He says, va'afilu ba'almum. Yeah, you see that even it's a ba'almum. Afilu ba'almum. Lahafshito, to flay it, right? You want to de-skin it, right? Skin it. What's the word? Skin it. Right, for derech haraglayim. That's why it's margilin. You do it from the legs. Why from the legs? You take it from the legs up, and you do the whole body whole. You put it over its head, so it's like a, basically becomes like a big, like a bucket. You create like a receptacle. Michael must have a picture. Oh, got a picture.
Ah, okay.
Oh wow, look at that! And then you make one of those water cisterns, like those water things. What's it called? The nod. And you have those, like, if you've ever been to Morocco, you see these guys walk around in the market selling water, cold water out of these things. What's tuf?
Tuf, the masu, the Arabim,
they drink it? Well, that's what they put on the gav shlo. Okay, very good. Right, Shemekah said, now look at Rashi, yeah? Emma Yiluch, afilu ba'al mum shlaf shto derech raglaim kol ha'or shalem, to make it with the leathers complete. La'asot menu mapuach le'napachim. Either you want to make like a leather, one of those big that you like puff the air out, you know, for the steel, when they blow glass or they make fires for the thing. Or le'mochrei d'vash v'shemen, or people want to sell oil or honey. They put into these skins of the sheep that were flayed whole. Right? So why can't you do this by Yom Tov? So first the Bible says you can't do this on Yom Tov. And so too, likewise, Ein Margilin Bebechor. You also can't do that to a Bechor animal. And also, Velo Bepsule Hamukdashin, and neither to Korbanot, which were Psulim and were redeemed. Look at Rashi. Either you shechted them, you redeemed them, and shechted them for eating. So there's still an element of kedusha. We'll see. So there are three things you can't do. You can't margin on yontif to a bechor or to a psulin amukdashin. Right? So Gemara says, Bishlam a yom tov. We understand yom tov, you can't do it. Why? The katarich tircha, the lo chazile. You basically, Rashi, on yom tov, you're doing too much work. And it's not rawi for yontif. It's basically you're like treating yontif like with it's a chol, right? You're making it. I think I saw in your Mishnah that I read they said industrious or something. You're making it industrial type. How did that translate there?
Engaging in an activity which he has no need for.
Okay, but looks like industrial. Ele bebechor, ma'antana. We understand, yonta, but why not a bechor? Ma'antana. So who's the Tana that says no? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chisda, Beit Shammai. Must be Beit Shammai. Why is it Beit Shammai? Look at Rashi very quickly. Beit Shammai. Why Beit Shammai? What's the Svara? Because Beit Shammai was the one who said, "Tesavrei bechor baal mum bikdushato kai." Even though it's got a baal mum, it's still got kedusha. The kedusha stays. Afilu achar shchita, even after you've shechted it, ketam. It's like ketam. Vechihechi the tam ein margilin mishum bizayon the kochim. Just like with kochim, tam we wouldn't do it because you bizalzel the kochim. The pogem habasar. You see what the problem is? In the process, you're so busy, so careful. You're so busy trying not to damage the skin to get the skin off complete that you end up mauling the meat. Doesn't matter. The meat still got kedusha. Right? The pogema basar. The mityare lach tochor. You're scared to cut the leather. The chotecha basar. And bebaumum, even a baumum, ain't marking, you don't do it. Right? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, yeah, that was Rashi's reason. But remember, Rav Chisda said, why Beit Shammai? The Amar ain't marking at all in Nidot. Because we see it's got a certain element of Kedusha. So that's
the skin's also got Kedusha.
No, the meat. The skin's got no Kedusha. That's what Rashi explains here. That when he says, ain't marking at all in Nidot, what don't you feed? You don't feed the meat to the Nida. Why? Because it's got Kedusha. Rashi explained to us how the fact that it's got kedusha is a problem, because in the end you're going to chop, you're going to treat this meat with bizayon. Let's just move. Trust me, there's no kedusha in the skin. Right. So now, sorry. What?
Like
carrots.
Can I say that?
Sorry. Okay. No, I'm persuaded to the worthwhile listening to you. Karen. Tell us quickly, why?
I'll look it up. Learning.
That there's kedusha in the skin?
Yeah.
No, the whole thing was we said there about selling the skin and be mavliya, the meat in the skin. Okay. We said the skin, the chaylev, we could sell. Remember? We saw the skin was, there wasn't a problem. Maybe there's a little bit of kedusha, but you're allowed to sell it. You're allowed to deal, you're allowed to. Right. Ma'antana. So the guy was, okay, that we answered about Bechor. But Ma'antana, who tells us here about Psulei Mugdashin? Ma'antana, he was, Amrav Chizda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimoni. So it's not the same person. Rabbi Chizda tells us, if the Tana teaches us about the Bechor, is Rav. Ma'antana Beit Shammai. And who's the Tanu who teaches us about Psulei Mugdashin? Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimoni. Ditnan, how do we know? Because we've got a Mishnah, right? We've got a Mishnah. This Mishnah where's this Mishnah? In Masechet Tmura. Hayu lefanav shtei chataot. This is what I looked up this morning in Yom Kippur. I was a bit troubled with the whole night. Hayu lefanav shtei chataot. The guy has got two chataot in front of him. Now, why would he have two chataot in front of him? Achat tamim v'achat balat mum. And they end up that the one is tamim, is perfect, and the one's got a mum. Right? Look at Rashi Avia. Shtei chataot. Why has he got two chataot? Just quickly go back to why Rabbi Shimon, Rav Huna said, Rav Chisda, sorry, said it's Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon. He says, the machmir b'psulei hamugdashin, says Rashi. He's machmir. Even with psulei hamugdashin, even any korban that got a psul. The amar afilu la'achar shchita b'kdushutayu kaimi. A korban, once a korban, always a korban. Even gets a mum, even after you shechta, it's still got kedusha. That was very difficult, right? So now, what's going on over here? So over here, you got it gives a Mishnah there in Temura. You got two chataot. Now, why would you have two chataot? Look at Rashi. Shehefrishan laachrayut. Sheim ta'aved ha'achat. Yitchaper b'chaverta. V'nafal b'chaver. What the guy's paranoid. We know that if you set aside a korban and it runs away, you'll get another korban. It gets lost or it dies or the cake gets mixed up. So the guy's like, I'm not taking chances here. And he came to the Beit HaMikdash. He lives very far. He lives in Akko. And he came all the way to the Beit HaMikdash. He says, I'm not going to arrive there now and have a problem. He brought with him two korbanos.
So they both have kedusha.
Right? So now the one's a Torah. The one is a reserve. Right? Now, remember we learned a couple of sechtas ago. We learned Halacha Moshe Misinai that there are five or six or seven. I'm not sure how many cases there are. Of a chatat, which is chayiv mita lochon moshe misina. And one of them was that if you already done the kapara with one korban, the other one gets put to death. Remember that? Right, that's just lochon moshe misina. Don't ask questions. Why? See, as if, for example, if you brought a korban and it got lost straight away, you brought another korban in its place, then you found that korban, you kill it. You kill it. You kill it with a chatat. You kill it. To the best of my recollection, to the best of my if I remember correctly. If you look in the note, you might find a note there. Right, so now, so now what's going on over here? Look what happens. Maybe we're proving now Rabbi Eliezer Shimon, who said that the psul has kedusha. Right? So he says over here, I lost my place, sorry. The tamim one you bring to the korban, the mizbayach, and balat mum tipadeh. You do pidyon. But now when do you do pidyon? Before you brought the other one. If you've already brought the other one, then it's too late. You've got to kill it. So you quickly do pidyon on the bal mum. Now it's no longer a korban. Then you bring the other one. So now, says like this. So says the Mishnah. Ayu lefanav shtei chataot echad mevechad balat mum temimet tikarev balat mum pedi, you redeem the one with the blemish. Nishcheta balat mum, you shechted the balat mum. Look at Rashi. Nishcheta balat mum achar pidyona, after you redeemed it. Comes along the Tanakh, comments is as follows. Im ad shelo nizrak dama shel temima, if you haven't yet done the zrika of the blood on your real korban, in other words, the timing is like this. You've got two korbanot, one is tamim, one is shalem. You bring the tamim one to the kohen and he shechts it. You take the baal mum and you redeem it, you take it outside, you now have a barbecue. And you shecht it now to eat. As you're about to eat, you've got to say to yourself, wait a second, have the kohanim done the zrika of the dam yet on the tamim? If they haven't done the zrika yet, beautiful, I can eat it. Because I haven't yet done kapara. The korma, my other korma hasn't been brought yet. So I can eat it, it's mutar. That's what he says here. Im ad shelo nizrak dama shel temima, it hasn't yet been thrown, look at Rashi, of the right, shel temima, then muter it, I can eat it. However, im mishe nizrak dama shel temima, if between the time that I shech this animal and I'm about to eat it, the kohanim go and do zrika of the dam, then it is asura. It is asur. Look at Rashi. Shelo nizrak dama shel nishchata muteret ba'achila. I can eat it. Why? Va'afal gav she nizrak dam hatmima kodem shetachel basar balat mum. Right? Va'afal gav she nizrak dam hatmima muteret ba'achila. Im mish nizrak dama shel tmima. If it's been shechted, so let me rephrase myself. Not the shechting order, the other way. I redeem it and then I shecht it. If that shechita was done before the blood had been thrown, I can eat the animal. If the shechita hadn't been done yet, I'm walking to go and shecht it, and the quality of meat was thrown in the dam, I can't eat the animal anymore. Okay, so not the eating the shchita is what counts. That's Rashi puts in a shchita. Rudu Rashi muter b'achila. V'afagav shizrak dam hatmima kolim she'te'achel. Even though I haven't eaten animal yet, but that dam the shrika doesn't matter. Long as the shchita first, I can eat it. I even wrote in here, ela acharei shchita. I've done the shchita first. Right, I can eat it. Why? The Sfirilan, the Me'achar Shebata Lichlal Heter Zvicha. At the time that I brought it to be shechted, it was mutar for me. Right? Shuv Ein Ba Kedusha Bebalat Mum. The Kedusha is gone. However, Imi She Nizrak Dama Shel Tamima Nishchata, if they've already done the Zrika of the blood on that Korban Tamim, and then anishchata, it's asur afilu bahana, no hana whatsoever. Why? Look at Rashi. Dehavila chatat. It's now a chatat shechipru kvar ba'aleh. Added in the word kvar. That their body already got kapara for. Velemita azlat goes to its death. Dezohi echatia chamesh. Remember, I said five or seven. Dezohi echat michamesh chataot hametot. This is one of the five chataot that die. The Zrak HaDam is not a korban that I've already had kapara for. I haven't had kapara yet, so I can eat it. Once it's kapara, it's. Even though it's a baal mum. Right? That is what Tana Kama says. Now, we're trying to prove over here that who's the Tana in this brighter here who said Psula and Mugdashin? That is Rabbi Shimon. Right? And why? Because we say here the aluf nechatot tipa dinishchat paramum imach lo yizakadam tefnimim muteret im yishtakudam asura. Now that's Tana Kama. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon omer afilu basar bekadeira. Not only if you shechted it. If you shechted it before the dam was found and you it's in the pot busy cooking. V'nizrak dam ha-shel tunis asur. In other words, he says the Kedusha stays. Tana Kama says once you've shechted it b'meter. So it's mutar to you. There's no more kedusha. Rabbi Elizabeth Shimon says no. The kedusha is there even if it's been cooked in the pot. Whereas the kedusha never leaves it. And therefore he's the one who says psulei mukdashin or asu to do hargalat, to this flaying, because the kedusha stays with the in the psulei mukdashin always, not only. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon. It's him and his father. So this daf of lag should have been lag ba'omer. We tell you something's wrong. We 2 days early. Okay, 3 days early. Whatever. Okay. It's good preparation. Shkoch. Okay. So now I feel myself without any joke. Is that clear? Is that clear? Right. Okay. So Gemara says, "Nu v'Rav Chizda." Why did Rav Chizda tell us that the first story there about the Nida was Beit Shammai? And the second story about the Bechor was Beit Shammai. And the Psulei Mukdashin was Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. Why do we say it's all Beit Shammai? So he says, no. Look at the Rashi. They deal with Lokma Kulek Beit Shammai. It's not that the Yechid, the Machmir Beit Shammai Bechor. Because he says, Rashi, the Kesal Kadatach, what's our Havam? You know, we're assuming that just like Beit Shammai is Machmir on Bechor, he's also Machmir on Mugdashin. So it says him as well. Why find two Tanaim? So it says, no, can't be. Why? Because Dilma Ad Kan Lokar Beit Shammai on Bechor, Tikdusha Tomi Rechem. Beit Shammai, maybe Beit Shammai is particularly Machmir about a Bechor because it's Kedusha from its birth, from the moment it came out of the womb. About Psula Mugdashin, to age the Mirechim, but with Psula Mugdashin, which weren't born Kadosh, maybe there Beit Shammai wouldn't be so Machmir, and he would say no. That's why Rabbi Shimon. Okay, fine. So then, Velok Me Kulek Rabbi Shimon. Look, we know, right? We see this plenty of time, we know already that we don't like to have brighters or Mishnayot, which are a Stam Mishnah. Too many Tanaim involved. For the Stam Mishnah, then usually it's the same Tana, right? Normally maybe, but Rimei, then it's the same Tana at least, but not a concoction here of different Tanaim. So Gemara says, V'lokmei kulak Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. So why don't we say it's all like Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon? Gemara says, no. Dilma adka loka Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon hatam ele psula mugdashin. Why? Why did he specifically say about mugdashin that a pasul that was a problem? The alimi Le mitfas pidyono, because the kedusha, we saw this yesterday. Remember, we could have explained this in both directions yesterday. because maybe the kedusha is so powerful in the korban, right, that the pidyon, right, is matpis. Right? In other words, it doesn't allow the kedusha, even when you do the pidyon, the kedusha is so strong that when you do the kedusha, a certain amount of kedusha stays behind in the animal. Even when you redeem it, right? The baal mum, it still retains an amount of kedusha because it's so alimi, it's strong. But bechor is not so, it's a korban kedusha kali, it's not a chatat. So therefore, there's not such a lot of kedusha there. So therefore, it doesn't grab onto the kedusha. We do the pidyon and allows you to get all the kedusha to go. So therefore, it hasn't got the kedusha in it anymore. After, look at Rabbi Gershom, the beginning of Rabbi Gershom. The alimi lemitpas pidyonan de bnei pidyon ninu, aval bechor ein kedushato chamura kol kach sheyeh tofes pidyono. Okay, I'm not sure exactly. Anyhow, the other way around what I just said, but anyhow, I think my explanation was better. Okay, so now if Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon lately korpsula mukdashi nimkrin beitliz v'nishkalim belitra, does Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon hold like we learned in the Mishnah the other day that korpsula mukdashin nimkrin beitliz, you can sell them in a butcher and you can sell them by weight, right? In other words, what's going on over here? We see that they do have certain lesser levels of kedusha. So Amar dechevan deikarav, so he says no. That's why we allow it. Not because, remember we explained, it wasn't because it was less kadosh. On the contrary, because it's more kadosh, we want you to get pay a higher price for the redemption. And if you can get a better price by selling it once you've redeemed it, you'll offer a better bid on the redemption. Remember that? So actually, we create a mechanism where the redemption is higher. That's why you consider it that way, right? I'm Rav Mari Barav Rav Kahana. Mashe mashbiach ba'or pegam bebasar. Ah, so he. Sorry. Okay. So why is it said like this? But wait a second. Why shouldn't we going back now to talking about why it doesn't allow you to do this margilin, right? And he says, why do we? Why doesn't he know that we encourage you to pay a higher price so that you redeem it more, and therefore. Is that an answer or a question? I've got it as an answer here.
It's an answer,
right? So he says, therefore, we should allow you to do all these things, right? In other words, why is he stopping you? So he says, no. He says, what you make up on the leather, because now, on the contrary, if you can let a guy flay it, and he can get a nice whole leather. So it's going to be worth more. Yeah. You should let him do it. He'll pay more for the redemption. So he says, no. Because what you get for the leather, you lose on the meat. Mm. Basically saying, no, you're going to end up getting less for the meat because you're going to damage the meat. What you make up on the swings, you lose on the roundabout. Exactly what the Gemara is saying, right? Therefore, there's no benefit here, so we can't have. But my Rava Mishmeid Ravina Amrei, in Eretz Yisrael, they would say, no, Ravina, Ibnei Shenira Koved Avodah Bekotchim. Why do we let you do it? For simple, pashut reason. It looks like you're industrializing the kochim, and you shouldn't get back kochim into industry. Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin Omer, Gzeira Shema Yegadel Ba Mehen Adarim Adarim. This is a difficult one. Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin says, why don't we allow you to flay these kochim and opsulim? Because you're going to end up growing flocks. And what does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi explains it nicely. Shema Yegadel Adarim Adarim, Klomar. Divrei hakol asur lahargi. Everybody agrees that it's asur to do this flaying from the legs. The ishart, if we allow you to do it, ati lishihuye milishchot ad shimatze bene adam mevakshim orot shleimim. What's going to happen? If we allow you to do it, you're going to hang on to this psul, or this korban that's got a psul, until you're going to kill it, till you find somebody who wants a whole full leather, a whole skin, because you're going to get more money out of it. Uvenkach, yigadel adarim, yipsulei mukdashim. And now, while you're having them in your flock, they're going to start mating with others. You're going to end up having children born, not business, but children born from this, not for business. And then, va'ati behurida takala. And then you're going to end up doing things with them, ligiza vavoda, working with these, what do you call it, the offspring, opsulei mukdashim, which have got kedusha. and you can't do it, you'll end up doing things we shouldn't have done. So we aren't really worried about you growing the herd. It's the outcome of having these legs growing end up come today takala. Okay, good. Magniti, new Mishnah. Bechor she'achzor dam. So now you've got to, what do you mean achzor dam? You know that the Gemara speaks about bloodletting, right? Bloodletting was hatazat dam. Right, was a medical, at the time, that was like the medicine. You had a headache, you were sick, you were anything, they would bloodlet. Those were the doctors of the day, right? The guys who had bloodlet. So you've got an animal now who you think is sick, and therefore the gross is achzu dam, it's holding dam, right? And you need to treat it. How do you treat it? By bloodletting. So the Tanakhama says, afilu meit ein mekizin lo et hadam. Even if he's going to die, right? Look at Rashi, im lo yekizuhu, if you don't bloodlet, you're going to die. And who's the Tanakhama there? Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So he's very, very machmir on the Baal, on the Bechor. You can't make a mum even if you're going to bloodlet it. The Chachamim Omri, Chachamim said, no, yakiz, you can do it, right? Ubi avad shelo yaseh bo mum. So long as you're careful not to make a mum.
Ah, the Tanakhama choseh
sheyeh mum. Right. You don't make a mum, right? Ve'im asah bo mum, and now if you made a mum in this process, harei ze lo yishachet alav. What does it mean if you made a mum? Lo yishachet alav. Normally, if an animal's got a mum, so now let's say the kohen has it, the bechor is being given to the kohen. We're talking about the balabaita being the kohen. The kohen has the bechor, it gets a mum, he can check and eat it for supper. On this mum, you can't do it
because
you did it yourself. It's like almost like a knas. Right? Look at Rashi, yeah? אין מקזין לו את הדם, ואפילו במקום שאין לו סין מום, דיכול לחזור לתרפות הבקה, ואחרי מפרש בפרק כמה, ובסחים מתוך שהדם בהול אמרו לו, why can't you do it? זה תנא קמא. Because guys, as a rule, are paranoid about their assets, right? And he showed them במקום שאין לו סין במום, and now we wait. If you allow the guy to normally do it, let's say there's a particular place where the blood is collected, I don't know, in the thigh, skin, which is not a problem, and it's easily repairable. So they'll say, no problem, you can do it there, because it's easily repairable, it's a mum over there. They'll be so nervous in the future when it's got a big blood stain in its eye, or you'll come and do a mum there as well, then you end up causing a mum, which is a mum koveya. Look at Ati the Meva, the Makom Shosebu mum. Right, then Rabbi, the next Tana said, Yakiz, Vashlosebu mum. Shlo Yachtoch, don't cut it. Vashlo Yivgomit, or cut off its ear, damage its ear. Vet Nivsvatav, or its lips. Shayna Tid Lachzor, because those don't repair. The Sarah Balan, Kosha Kain, E Law, Shari Tel Makom, Shosebu mum, Ati the Mabed Makom. Lo Yishkatel, have now. If you did it in a place where it wasn't a mum, and it caused a mum, so lo yishchat alav b'mum hazeh, because of this mum, hoyol vahitilo ad sheyipol b'mum. Hoyol sheyitilo, right. But you got to wait, ad sheyipol b'mum acher. Nonetheless, this mum isn't counted. You can't bring it as a korban, a choice. But you also can't use it for yourself. Wait for another mum to come, and then you can do it, right? Rabbi Shimon Omer, yakiz, no problem, bloodlet, Afalpi shuoseh, even if you're going to end up doing a mum. Look at Rashi. Yakiz, but Rashi got a different version. You see, our Mishnah says, Afalpi shuoseh mum. Rashi's got the girsa. Yakiz, af b'makom shuoseh, if you're not going to do a mum, what? The Sabbath Rabbi Shimon, davar she'ein mitkaven mutar. We go back into the, and we learned this back about the other day. Remember we said, ein mitkaven, because not a psik reisha, I suppose. If it was guaranteed to cause a mum, then maybe you'd say you can't do it. But if it's going to happen, it might be, might not be, you didn't want it to be. Does it mention anything about psychiatry, by the way, in the notes? Is there anything about psychiatry there?
I don't see
any. Okay. Let's carry on. What did it say? The other day we saw this. Okay, very good. Okay. Tarabanan, good morning. Bechor she'achzudam. We got a bright, a similar bright. What does it say? Read to me.
Shimon permits an unintended act only if the forbidden consequence is possible result. Possible.
So there's no psikration.
Right.
Okay. No. So it's Adam and Kavain without a psikration. If it was a psikration, then you wouldn't be allowed to do it.
Right.
But if you knew for certain it was going to cause it, you wouldn't be able to do it either. Okay. That's Rabbi Shimon Derech Agav across the board. That's like Halacha Shabbos as well, right?
Yep.
Then Rabbi Shimon's Bakir, but Rabbi Shimon's Kavain. Right. Tarabana. Bechor she'achzur dam. If they've got a Bechor who's got this blood. Mekizino et adam b'makom shenosim bo mum. Mekizino adam shenosim shenosim bo mum. Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir now is a little bit different to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, ain mekizino dam, right? Irrespective. Rabbi Yehuda says, mekiz dam, as long as you don't do a mum. So Rabbi Meir seems to, v'chachamim omrim, yakiz af makom sheoseh bo mum, ubiovad shlo yishachet al oto hamum. See, we got slightly different here, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, Tanakama says that you can make it as long as it's a mum, and Chachamim say, do the mum, but you can't shecht on the mum. Rabbi Shimon omer, af ishchal oto hamum. Rabbi Shimon says, in at Mishnah said, yakiz af mishoseh mum, yeah, Rabbi Kimon said, you can even shecht on the mum. Rabbi Huda omer, afilu meit. This is Rabbi Yehuda now. Mishnah, ein mekizin lo et adam. Okay, so now we've got a big, we've got a four-way machloket here, right? Rabbi Meir says, b'makom she'ein bo mum. Chachamim say, even if b'makom she'ein bo mum, as long as you don't shecht. Rabbi Shimon says, you can even shecht. And Rabbi Yehuda says, even if it's going to die, you can't do it. Okay, clear everybody?
Yeah,
right, now the fun and games begin for today's daf. Truth is, I rushed through to get to this. I don't know if I rushed fast enough, but anyhow. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein mekizin lo et adam. Matni le Rabbi Lazar le barei livrei. Rabbi Lazar taught his son. V'amri Rabbi Chia livrei. Some say Rabbi Chia taught his son as follows. Kamachloket kan. Just like we've got this four machloket here between Rabbi Meir, Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon. Kach machloket bechavit shel truma. So too is the machloket in a chavit shel truma. Now, what is the story of a chavit shel truma? A barrel of truma wine, I'm assuming, right? Or maybe oil, whatever. Barrel of truma wine. Does it say chavit yain?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know where they get that from, because I don't, okay, maybe Rashi says it. Rashi mentioned about chavit shel truma wine? I don't think so. I don't know, but I'm okay, we can assume that it's wine. Okay. Ditnan. Chavit shel truma. We've got this Mishnah. This is the Mishnah Masechet Menachot. Right, everybody remembers it. Dafkaf b'sechah b'nachat. We learned this Mishnah. We'll come back in a second. Chavit shel truma shenolad ba safek tuma. What do you mean shenolad ba safek tuma? It was left in a place where there's a doubt. Now we think that maybe in the place that it wasn't protected enough. It might have become tameh. We're not sure. Safek truma. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Im hayta munachat b'makom atorpa. The shita adds in the word munachat. Rabbi Yehuda says, if it was in a place, b'makom hatorpa. What's makom hatorpa? She says, b'makom hagilui ve'eino mishumar. In a place where it wasn't guarded and protected, and that's why it's an exposed place, and it's a risk of becoming tameh. What do you do, Rabbi Yezer? Yanichena b'makom hamutzna. You move it to a safe place. And imayta megula, if the barrel was exposed, was open, yechasena, you close it. So Rabbi Eliezer says you can go to measures to protect it. You can move it, you can safeguard it. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Rabbi Yoshua says, right, im hayta munach b'makom hamutzna, if it was in a safe place, yanichena b'makom hatorpa, move it to an unguarded place. Ve'im, and if it was mechuse, if it was covered, Yegalena uncovered. Look at Rashi. What's Rabbi Yeshua telling us? Me'achshav eina ra'uya la'achila. It's a safek truma. Doraita. So you can't eat this. So what do we want to do? We want to make sure that it's tameh. We're going to get rid of the safek now. Why? Because when it's a safek truma, we've got all the chumras. We can't eat it because it's tameh. And also we can't decant it because it might be truma. Right? So you can't get rid of it. So you can't throw it away. Right, look here. Koshemet, look at Rashi. Ma'achshav ena ra'uy le'achila, shemet mehi. V'lo le'ziluf. You can't use it now to pour it down the drain or do it, pour it after whatever the case is. Shemet tahora. V'asu la'ovda. You can't throw it away. Hilchach yegalena v'titamei. Expose it to become probably tamei. U'tehe ra'uy le'ziluf. Now you can pour it out. We want the barrel. And otherwise we've got the stuck with the stuff here, safe truma, we can't do anything with it. So we got Tanakama who says, Rabbi Rat. So we got Rabbi Reza says, safeguard it. Rabbi Shua says, on the contrary, make sure that it becomes fully truma. Right? Rabbi Gamliel Omer, lo yichadesh ba davar. Don't do anything. Right? Look at Rabbi Gershom here. Lo yichadesh ba davar, lo yezizena mimkomo. Don't make it tameh. Don't try and make sure it stays tahor. Just leave it there, right? So now the Gemara says like this. So we've got three opinions here. We've got Rabbi Eliezer who says, move it to a place, safeguard it. Rabbi Yeshua says, on the contrary, try and make sure it becomes fully tameh. Rabbi Gamliel who says, don't do anything. So Rabbi Meir is like Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Meir was the one who said what? Rabbi Meir says that you can give it do the hakaza, but in a place where there's no mum. Mm. So you want to say that Rabbi Meir ke Rabbi Eliezer. Look at Rashi over here. Rabbi Meir, where's Rabbi Meir? The oser lekalkelo. He says you can't ruin, you can't mekalkel this bechor, right? He says, however, but you can do it in a place where it won't become damaged, right? In other words, you can fix up this animal. So he says he's like, Rabbi Meir is like Rabbi Eliezer, who says, Rabbi Eliezer says, that you can try and fix, look after this truma, move it to a safe place, right? If you can do without a mum, kamar diakiz, you can do it. Wash lo yamut. He's like Rabbi Ezir, the asuli grom la tuma ele matznia shlo titaba. Saying, don't let this, there's a safek tuma, but don't leave it there. Move it away. Don't let it become more tame. That's what Rabbi Ezir is similar to Rabbi Meir. They both say, don't let it die. Don't make it a mum, but you can try and fix it. But that's the parallel. Rabbanan in our case, they said, even if you're going to make a mum, you can do it on Shechtet, right? They are like Rabbi Yoshua over here, who says, move it out and get it properly tame. Look at Rashi, Rabbanan. The Sharul Hatil mum, Kodem Shiamut Kdesh El Achila. Make sure you don't get a mum, you can still eat it, but you can fix it, or like Rabbi Yoshua. That they say, Yigrom La Tuma. Let's make this wine tame. If it becomes right, we can now throw it away. Right? In other words, there's a parallel over here. Each one of them say, let's find a solution. Okay? That's what they're trying to say here, right? And Rabbi Yehuda, Karaban Gamliel, and Rabbi Yehuda, who said, even if it's going to die, let it die. Right? He's not Karaban Gamliel, who said, don't do anything to this tumah. Look at Rashi, yeah? Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Afa Gav the Mit, even though this animal is going to die and go to waste, Lo Yekal Kalenu Veloitaknu, don't do anything. Don't do a mum, don't fix it, yeah. And don't do anything. Like Rabbi Gamliel, the Amar Lo Yitaknu Veloitaknu, leave that tumah aside. That's what the Gemara has to say. So up until now, it seems pretty nice. The Gemara says, Mimai, why do you draw those conclusions?
Right?
Dilma, maybe Ad Kan Lo Kam Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said over there that you can do it as long as you don't give it a mum. Hacha, hatam, or the Shittek says hacha. Yeah, in our case of the mum, why did he say that you can, that we allow you, Rabbi Meir, to do the hataza, but you mustn't do a mum? The ka'avid b'yadayim. Because you are doing the mum with Eruka Rashi, yeah? The ka'avid b'yadayim she'matil b'mum, hilchach yamut me'atzmo v'lo yitlo b'mum. Right, because remember, Meir was the one who said that you can do it as long as you're not going to cause a mum. If there's going to be a mum, you can't. So we wanted to say that Rabbi Meir was like Rabbi Eliezer, who said, right, safeguard it. He said, no. Here, we would say that you have a malhacha de garma. But there, where it was a grama with regards to the tumah story.
Yeah, he didn't do anything in his
right?
Hands. He just left
it. Garam la tumah. Right, there he would say, Rabbi Yeshua Sfirilei. He would say, Rabbi Yeshua, right? Rabbi Yeshua is the one who said what? That you've got to make a tame. Maybe Rabbi Meir, in our case, who says, because you're doing it, there you didn't do it. There was a grammar. Rabbi Yeshua, the matishi grom la tume. Rabbi Meir here says, don't mekalkel the bechor. Why can't you mekalkel it? Because you're going to be doing the kilkul. That's why it's asur. But with a wine, where you did nothing, it was a grammar, it was just caused. There he would allow you to go and finish the job and put it into a place where it's going to become mekalkel. But you're not doing anything. You're just moving the barrel to another place. And it's going to happen on its own. Here with a mum, he won't allow you to make a mum, but there he might allow you to move it.
Pose a grammar,
on the contrary, with the animal, it's the mum, you're doing it. With the wine, it's a grammar.
Right,
exactly. Okay. So therefore, maybe he wouldn't agree like Rabbi with Rabbi Eliezer. He would actually tell you like Rabbi Yeshua. Right? Rabbi Yeshua, v'ad kan lo kam Rabbi Eliezer hatam. And Rabbi Eliezer over there, with regards to the wine, said you've got to safeguard it. Right? Hatam, why did he say you've got to safeguard it? Shem yavo Eliyahu v'yitarena. Because Eliyahu and Rabbi might arrive, and it's only a safek, could it become tamei or not? So when Eliyahu comes, he knows the past and the future. He says, no, it wasn't a day. Don't worry, it's fully good. That's why I look after it until Eliyahu comes. Aval hacha, with the animal. The ishavik le'et mayit. If it's going to die, if you leave it and you don't give it a mum, it's going to die. So even Rabbi Eliezer might say, Kerabanan Sfirle, Rakerabanan, and said, what? Go ahead and fix it. Just you can't shecht on it. So we can't bring anything either. And again, Va'adkan lo ka'ame Rabbanan hacha, Rabbanan, but we wanted to say in the previous case that Rabbanan were like Rabbi Yehoshua. And Rabbi Yehoshua, one who says, move it. But Rabbanan were like Rabbi Yehoshua. So he said, no. Adkan Rabbanan Va'adkan lo ka'ame Rabbanan. I lost my place. Sorry. Rabbanan, who said here that you can't even give it a mum, the isha, if you leave it, it's going to die. My aval hatam there, if you don't make it pasul like Rabbi Yehoshua, but you do like Rabbi Eliezer and you safeguard it, Shema yavo liyav vitrei, maybe Yahu comes, he'll say it's mutar. Therefore, they agree with Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer sphere lehu. Okay? Clear? For Adkan, another one maybe, look, Rabbi Huda over here in our with the God to the Mum said that it die. He Hacha said that why? The Kavbi are dying because he can't allow you to go and do and make a Mum with your own hands on a Bechor. Right? So that is why Rabbi Huda here is very Machmir. Aval Hatam, the Garma, but there, again, where basically it's not you who's doing with your hands, but by moving the wine into a place where it's going to, where you're sure it's going to become tamei, is only grammar. And therefore, Rabbi Huda Svirle, Rabbi Yeshua Svirle, you might hold up Rabbi Yeshua, who says, go put it aside, let it get properly tamei. So we can't really prove anything from that. Okay, but al korchach lo kvad kan lo Rabbi Gamliel hatam, Rabbi Gamliel, who said lo yechadei shum davar, he said don't do anything. Why did he say that? He said, leave it alone. Could maybe Yahu will come and say it's Tahor. Aval hacha, but in our case of an animal, if it's going to die, maybe he'll hold up Rabbanan for you later. It says, go ahead and do it. Okay? And more than that, why can't you say that there's a parallel between that Mishnah and our Mishnah? Because hacha, bekrai pligi, in our Mishnah, I'll give out a pasuk. And hatam there as well, bekrai pligi. And what's the pasuk over here? Bar Av Amar Yochanan, hakol modim b'mechametz achar mechametz shuchayev. If you've got chometz, look over here, you've got something that's already chametz. Look at Rashi there. Hakol, the very first wide lines. Hakol modim. Rabbanan nami, everybody. Afa gal pidu b'chor o she'achzu b'dam. Even though there's a machloket with regard to the b'chor that needs treatment, the lo have amekiz dam metil mum b'baal mum. Right? That you the law have amekiz dam metil mum b'baal mum. They all agree that even those who say about haktazat dam, if there's already a mum, you can't make another mum in the animal. Te'enecha baal mum gadol hemenu sharei yamut. Kulu mori b'menachot. Right? Well, hold on one second. I forgot the plague of Bishop b'chor she'achzu dam. The law have amekiz dam metil mum b'baal mum. Te'enecha baal mum gadol hemenu b'shamut. Right. In other words, what's the biggest mum that you can have? Is if an animal is going to die, it's a treifa, right? Am I right? If it's going to die, it's going to die. So now we say we've got an animal that's going to die, unless you do this mum, so you've got to make a hell of a, you're going to make a real mum in the animal now to save it from dying, I suppose. And therefore, that's a bigger mum than the previous one. This first one might have been a mum over there, now it's going to become a mum kavod. Bakulu mordi b'menachot, l'masech anachot, sham mechametz achar mechametz. That if kagon im lash aechad bechimutz va'afa acher shnehem chayavin. What's going on over here? Maybe there where there's a machloket about the bechor. One thing that they all agree on is that if one person takes dough and needs the dough and now it's gone over 18 minutes, right, and it becomes chametz, and the second person takes it and bakes it and now it becomes proper chametz, they're both chayav. You can't do mechametz achar mechametz. Yichtiv lo ta'afe chametz ve lo ta'ase chametz. It's two different psukim. V'dashim v'nachot, afia bichlal bal ta'ase chametz, lam yatzata ma afia miyuchedet shiv ase v'yichidi v'chayun aleh b'fnei atzma, af kol ma'aseh, any action which contributes is a separate ma'aseh and issue on its own. Right? And they also agree, it's like this, so it's like this, now, if you're going to castrate the animal, you cut off its one testicle, and it's another testicle, you cut off the second testicle. Right? Those are both separate isurim. All the different actions of doing it. Right? Ima koret chayav al notek no koshke. Ela lahavi notek achar koret. So eres shechu chaya. Now, they all agree that there is an issue. But no nechla kurat, where is the machloket? Bematil mum bebal mum. That's the machloket. Can you make a mum and it's already got a mum? Rabbi Meir sabar kol mum lo yebo. Rabbi Meir says any mum, even if it's already got a mum. Rabbi Nan sabrei tamim yele ratzon. Only if it's a tamim. If it's not a tamim, it's already not a mum. Rabbi Meir hearts. Okay, so that's basically what we're saying is that you can't compare the machloket of the Mishnah there, of the Buan, to the Mishnah of the mum. Because it's a machloket in the psukim. How does it in the psukim? Rabbi Meir and Chachamim argue whether you can matil a mum or any of a mal mum. Right? Rabbi Meir says kol mum. Look at Rashi. What does it mean, kol mum? The karibe lo yevo shloyatil mum. We have it in the mum. The ketiv kol mum. Why does it say kol mum? All, not just mum. Rabbi, I feel you bal mum shloyatil mum acher. You can't make a mum in a mum already. It's got a mum because the pasuk said kol mum means a mum in a mum. That Rabbi Meir said you can't do. And Rabbanan say savrei tamim yelach tashinan kulei kra tamim yeratzon kol mum lo yevo de mashmet tamim haraui leratzon. If it's a tamim that you can bring to the mizbeach. Any mum now. So once you've got a mum, it's not a mum. Are you clear with me? Okay, we're finishing off now. Mash in a second. If it's a safek mum, can you make it a vadai mum? Why would you, if it's a safek?
That's what we're saying with the
wine. Yeah, but we're trying to say that there's no parallel because the machlok is over psukim, not over comparison. Let's finish off now. Right? Rabbi Meir, hi, tamim, yeh, le ratzon. You know, let's end off over here. Actually, let's end off.